A town in southern Italy, Rosarno, has just seen some of the country's worst riots in decades. For 3 days, residents of the town clashed with African farm workers. This fighting was seen as part of the country's racial tensions and also showed how organized crime holds a grip on the region. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
More than 1,000 African farm workers have been evacuated to immigrant detention centers in other parts of Italy. Police escorted them to buses and trains as local residents cheered their departure. The riots began Thursday after a gang of white youths attacked African farm workers. In angry reaction, hundreds of migrants began smashing cars and shops and clashed with riot police and residents. Some locals fired on fleeing farm workers. 70 people were left injured, including 3 migrants beaten with metal rods. Some farm workers vented their frustration with TV reporters, but were too frightened to give their names. One man said, "There's too much blood here. I want to go back home to Africa. It's too dangerous here." Another man spoke of how the people of Rosarno treat the migrants. "We Africans are not chickens," he said. "They treat us like animals. We're here to work. They're always ganging up on us. Italians are racists, racists." Some 20,000 migrants in the southern Calabria region work as seasonal fruit and vegetable pickers. Only about 6,000 have regular work permits. Most live in squalid conditions in abandoned factories with no running water or electricity. Despite economic hardships, Italians are not willing to do this kind of farm labor. Nevertheless, there's growing resentment toward foreign workers. This is what one angry Rosarno resident thinks about African migrants.
"Of course I employed them, but I paid them and provided them with food. But I couldn't possibly provide housing for them. I'm not a racist, but these are people who are unable to live in a proper house."
4 days after the riots started, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi had still not made any public comment. But Interior Minister Roberto Maroni's reaction to the riots sparked controversy.
"In all these years, there has been too much tolerance for illegal immigration, which has led to an increase in crime and has produced degraded situations like Rosarno."
Opposition leader Pierluigi Bersani blamed mafia exploitation, xenophobia, and racism. Human rights groups say the Rosarno episode has made public that part of the Italian economy is based on the exploitation of low-cost foreign workers living in subhuman conditions and without human rights. They say they earn less than $30 a day, 8 of which has to be paid to the local mafia known as 'Ndrangheta. So powerful is organized crime in the area that the Rosarno Town Council was disbanded by the central government because it had been taken over by the mafia. Writer Roberto Saviano, author of the bestseller Gomorra, which revealed the inner workings of the Neapolitan mafia, says that 'Ndrangheta bosses couldn't stand any form of rebellion and had to show who's in charge.
"Migrants are the only ones who have rebelled against organized crime. Of course, their methods are to be criticized, but we must look beyond that. These people are sick and tired of being ruled by criminals. They're very courageous because in that part of the world, saying no is really dangerous."
In Rosarno, bulldozers have started demolishing the abandoned factories where the migrants lived. The evacuation operation has been described in the media as ethnic cleansing. Interior Minister Maroni has announced that the Rosarno migrants in immigrant detention centers will all be identified. Those with regular permits or who have asked for political asylum will be free to go. The others will be deported. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.